Bay Area Congressman Eric Swalwell is joining forces with two of his colleagues to reintroduce the Journalist Protection Act. It would make it a federal crime in certain cases where attacks are made on those reporting the news. Congressman Swalwell says this is needed now with a hostile environment created by this administration towards members of the press. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Congressman Eric Swalwell. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Of course. Good afternoon. Thanks for caring about the story.
Of course I do. I'm a journalist. Tell us about what this law would do.
Well, it protects, people like you who report the news. It protects people like, any conservative broadcaster as much as it would protect, a liberal journalist. It really seeks to put in place a federal backstop, if you will, so that no journalists could have violence committed against them for doing their job. And it's a fair question to say, well, isn't it already a crime to commit violence against a person? The answer is, of course, yes, but you can imagine in some jurisdictions locally it may not be popular to prosecute someone who committed an act of violence against a journalist. And so this just gives additional jurisdiction to the federal government because freedom of press and freedom of speech is such a critical right. We want to make sure that it is protected everywhere.
And in the introduction, I said to reintroduce the act. So that means it's gone before and hasn't passed? What makes it different this time?
We persist. Yes, we introduced this last year after we saw, escalating acts of violence against journalists. And we believe there's a causation that, you have a president who calls the press the enemy of the American people, who has, encouraged people, to punch protesters at his rallies. And just recently we saw last month in El Paso, a man wearing a Make America Great Again hat attacked a BBC yelling expletives directed at the media. And so I'm afraid this is getting worse, and I want to make sure that every journalist in America, regardless of their political stripes, are protected.
And how would this law be enforced?
So, again, you can imagine, and we think about, the national implications here, like the Make America Great Again person attacking a BBC reporter. But you could also see a situation where, a local reporter is looking at corruption at City Hall, and, they are attacked or have violence committed against them by someone they're investigating, and maybe you have a corrupt boys network, if you will, and they're not going to prosecute the person who attacked the journalist, and so the journalist wouldn't have any recourse. But if this law was passed, it would be a federal crime to commit violence against a journalist, and a U.S. attorney's office that is not as connected to a local community would have prosecutorial discretion. So this, of course, is a response to the president's escalating rhetoric, but also recognizes that there are a lot of hardworking journalists across the country who are investigating very powerful people, and we don't want it ever to be a political decision as to whether to prosecute someone when they commit violence against a journalist.
And tell us about the media groups that are supporting this legislation.
So it's supported by the Communications Workers of America and by the New News Media for Open Government. These are broad coalitions of news media and journalism organizations who are working to ensure laws, policies, and practices protect the freedom of the press. And again, to me, it's not as much about one political party or another, because I could see a situation where a conservative journalist could also be attacked, and I want that person also to have this protection.
Absolutely. What's the likelihood of passage?
Well, I could see it getting passed in the House. We've got broad support in the House. Hopefully the Senate would take it up. And again, because it doesn't draw any distinction between political party, it's something that I hope has bipartisan support, because we never want our free press to be encroached on or intimidated from doing their job and holding lawmakers accountable.
Well, thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Congressman Eric Swalwell.